finance and economics.
Consumer prices. Public enemy. America was first, now inflation is starting to look entrenched in other places.
Inflation dominates the American popular psyche to an extent not seen since the 1980s, when prices were last rising at the current pace. Much like complaining about the weather or last night's basketball playoffs, moaning about higher prices has become a conversation starter. According to figures published on May the 11th, consumer prices rose by 8.3% in April compared with the previous year. A day earlier, President Joe Biden called fighting inflation his top domestic priority. Newspapers are publishing four times as many stories mentioning inflation as they did a year ago. Several polls suggest that Americans believe inflation is a bigger problem for their country than the war in Ukraine. But America is not alone. Inflation is also becoming baked into everyday life in other parts of the rich world. The Economist has gathered data on five indicators across 10 big economies. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, the dispersion in inflation rates for the subcomponents of the consumer price index, labor costs, inflation expectations, and Google searches for inflation. To gauge where inflation has become most pervasive, we rank each country according to how it fares on each measure, and then combine these ranks to form an inflation entrenchment score. Continental Europe, so far at least, seems to have escaped the worst of the scourge. Inflation is leaving barely a trace on Japan, but it is entwining itself around Anglophone economies. Canada is faring slightly worse even than America. Britain has a big problem on its hands. A few factors explain the differences. Total fiscal stimulus across Anglophone countries in 2020 to 2021 was about 40% more generous than in other rich places, according to our estimates. It was also more focused on handouts to households, such as stimulus checks. That may have further stoked demand. Monetary policy in the euro area and Japan was already ultra loose before the pandemic, limiting the amount of extra stimulus central banks could provide. Britain's inflation may also reflect an idiosyncratic factor, Brexit. It turns out that breaking with your largest trading partner causes costs to rise.